Now, we're going to discuss something which is normally off-limits to you. Normally invisible. A part of your psyche, but held apart. Unable to be perceived, but always exerting a little influence. And to get you to where you can see it too. And then always see it when the time is right. We just need the right kind of light. Sure, you can see certain parts of yourself in the everyday, illuminated in the sun. At least you see the overarching details, your body, your mind, what you normally think of as your experience of relaxing, going under, sliding deep. But when you look at something in the light, the glare can make you miss things. The sun is distant, and we orbit it as it moves across the expanse of our galaxy. The moon is closer, more intimate, its orbit turning on us. And it takes something too harsh to look at. After all, when you think about the sun, you think of how bright it is and seeing it only through dark lenses. On the other hand, the impressions it leaves can blind you to things you really do want to see. The moon, on the other hand, is always safe to look at. And although different people assign aesthetic or mystical value to it, the silvered moonlight on the water is definitely intriguing. The way it moves and reflects can draw the eye and the imagination. But here, rather than the light itself, it's what we can see by it that is interesting. The moon orbits. It moves the tides. It influences us, they say, mentally as well. And maybe, when it's at its fullest, when the most of that silvered light is reflecting, maybe we can see things we otherwise would miss in the glare. And the tides in the world's oceans are far from the only ripples it brings about. Look within with me. Now, there are parts of yourself you're aware of, having to do with perception and sensation, emotion, mood, desire. But there are doors within you to other, more hidden things. Delicious. Desirable. But once you've seen them once, turning back might be quite impossible. You know what you're seeking by coming here. You know what's going to happen. And yet it happens anyway. And in this dazed, drowsy, sleepy, drifting place, memory of things outside will fade. Only the contents of this message to your subconscious, to your unconscious, listening mind. Only that will be remembered and retained as we head down. To help you perceive a change in yourself, an intermittent one, but powerful. And once the door to that change in attitude and sensation, in body and mind, is realized, the door will always remain open, just a crack. And as time passes, swing open and shut with the movement that we're going to address now. Look inward. We are a roiling, tempestuous maelstrom of thought, energy, perception of self. We learn ways of seeing ourselves, and they become automatic. We know what we look like and feel like, want and desire, so clearly that we can often be blind to nuances, subtleties, hidden things that may be met only by moonlight. The glare of normal light drowns them out. But here, with your mind open and receptive, we can take something deep, dark, potent, important, from inside you, and free it, at the right time, in the right light. Listen as I describe, follow as I do, and you'll find parts of yourself being revealed that were ignored before. Ordinarily inaccessible, the part of you that exists deep within. Maybe it's expressed itself to you as fantasy before. Maybe she has. A part of you deeply, deliciously accessible, if we see it in the right light. And when it's revealed, you might find it's impossible to unsee that side of yourself that we unveil. You'll have opened the door permanently, and it will always remain open at least a little bit. At least one sliver of whatever's behind that door, always pouring through to influence you, so you're aware of at least a trickle of knowledge, of sensation. What sensation? Well, a very specific cycle will occur. And when you return here to these words, that cycle will be reinforced. The crack in the door will widen itself gradually throughout the month, and then close back over when what's inside has had her fun. And you'll have to live with what pours out on the nights when it is fully revealed, over and over again. So turn back now, if that proposition is anything other than your fondest desire. If you want to go deeper, then you will slide deeper. Follow, sink. Enjoy every moment. Trained to change, changing constantly, toward a perfection which arrives only once each month, for a period of time, perhaps less if you have to put it off. But there will be other consequences if you do. So we begin above, always overhead, always influential. The moon is always there. The moon has always had a powerful influence on our psyches, at least in inspiring our conception of beauty and revelation by moonlight, contributing to our behavior, evoking our imagination, appearing in stories, poems. We have that fixation, that romance attached to moonlight. And there is a beauty there. A lot of people go through life not thinking about it much. But to others, there is always that dark allure. And the moon can be seen even in places with heavy light pollution. Reflected sunlight made safe for our eyes. It can be seen from anywhere, weather permitting. And it can always look down on you, in a sense. The nearest celestial body, held in gravity, and holding us as well, exerting pressure, moving the tide, marking time, always rotating, centered around us. The sun moves across the galactic distance, sure. But its attention is turned elsewhere. The moon orbits, it moves around us, and reflects sunlight, and changes that light. When we envision the light of the sun, we think only of seeing it through a dark lens or having to look away. unkind and unwelcoming. And though it may invigorate us, it also speaks to the eradication of a dream or fantasy, revelation, and we can lose things in the sunlight so they are less visible, like the moon and the stars, blinded to fine details by reflected glare. By contrast, moonlight is safe, welcoming. Silvered on the surface of the water, for example, it shimmers with beauty and causes us to reflect. We can see the alluring shape, which pulls us in, makes us look within, and perhaps reveals another aspect of oneself. So as you shift your view and comprehend what moonlight might reveal, you see what you think is your true self, or at least one of your potential selves, and that is the sunlight view of you. For our purposes, we'll need moonlight instead. A lot of it. Turn your attention, with me, inward, to that place influenced by the pull of the moon. Normally only felt as gravity on the macro scale, there's also some psychological pull there. And by calling your attention to it now, we emphasize it particularly strongly. You will always be aware of the influence of the moon on your psyche, both in terms of its movement around the world and the light that shines down on particularly bright evenings. Firstly, though, the movement of the moon. Just think about it now. A silent orb making its progress across the sky, changing how much light it reflects as it goes, but always with the same gravity, the same mass. A bit further at the ends of the orbit, you can feel some pull from this celestial movement, a tug that is deep, warm, and exciting. But you know the effects of the moon is gradual, and only hits the tides of the world as it swings overhead. Sometimes seen, sometimes unseen. There'd have to be water, or something like an ocean in you, somewhere. Something linked to that moon which is being tugged and which you've managed to ignore until I highlighted it for you just now. If you'd like to find what part of yourself is being influenced, I guess we'll indulge our curiosity and look inward for the part of you the moon is already influencing, the part of you tied to water and the tide. Let's go together. Root through the hidden confines of your normally inaccessible, unconscious mind. Find what could be the source of the pull you're feeling now. So much of us is hidden, missed because we must focus on the busy duties of the weary world outside. Normally you miss it, but here you have a chance to find it by being calm, centered, and open. Once you've found what the moon is moving in you, you can inspect it. Comprehend it, and determine in which light it can be better touched and observed. So down we go. First, to simply exist in the darkness of your mind, visualize the void, something in you, vast, full of untapped potential, turned on, influential in your consciousness. Yes, there might be an undercurrent of arousal there, which the moon is stirring and awakening, even though it's impossible for you to see it orbiting, especially now with your eyes so relaxed, you can still feel it. Then in that blank expanse within your mind, a door, simple, with a silver handle, seeming to reflect light that comes from nowhere and yet is very vivid. a sound comes from behind it. The sound you hear in a seashell. The suggestion of waves, but lacking the crash of water. Exciting for something inside of you. It starts out simple. A pulse or two of arousal, of need. It washes through you, uncentered, coming from everywhere rather than from any specific location. And oh, it feels good. It draws you to want to open that door. But once you have, you'll have to live with what's behind it. The sensation of pleasure and arousal gets nearer the closer you inspect that door in your mind, and feelings come with it. Your chest feeling slightly heavier, resulting only in a pleasant slowing of your breathing, in your vision of yourself standing in that blank mental expanse. Your hand touches the handle, but it just rests there. The pull of the moon is moving this arousal in you, deep and vast, and it is tugging at the door. The only reason whatever's behind this door has remained locked away is because you've always avoided opening it. Until now. But here, feelings flowing over you. The pull of the moon. If you open it, the moon will tug the door. It's practically tugging it now. It later becomes a movement in that ocean beyond and pleasure in you. Here in the depths of your mind, you can feel a pull you'd managed to ignore. If you open that door, whatever's behind it is going to be able to come out. You're going to bring this on yourself. At times when the moon tugs and shines particularly strongly, which it will do over time. It's like the pull is building up. You grasp the handle and open the door. There's an absence of any alternative. You must open it and free what is inside to let it wash over you. Instantly, sensual excitement riots through your form, from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. Waves and waves, pulses that stop off in the most sensitive parts of you, rubbing with warm, liberating pleasure, then moving on. Exciting, but also relaxing, to give in to the wave, sink into those waves. You try to focus and see what's behind the door, but it's another blank expanse. Still, you feel something there. Though for some reason it is impossible to perceive right now, here as you journey and visualize. Ah, but I mentioned there were two components to the moon's influence, the tug of the moon's orbit, like the way you tugged on the door to open it. And what it does is stir whatever's behind that door, make it move closer, make those waves of pleasure, arousal, sultry desire move in you. That's what's inducing that feeling of pleasure, playing through your body. But there's also the light, silvery moonlight, softer, more seductive to the eye, able to show you things you miss in the sun's glare. So visualize that. Add it to the scene in your mind. There you are in that expanse, and silvered light begins to filter downward, covering the scene behind the door, where it seemed there was nothing. Your blank, empty mind, because you're so deep, but there's the door and you push it open and it seems to only hold further blank emptiness, but you feel something. It stirs and makes you bite your lip. It almost makes you moan. Arousal awakens. Whatever's on the other side of that door is part of you, longing to be set free, longing to get out. If only you could see it. So envision moonlight. You stand at the doorway and look through. Moonlight gradually begins to wash over the scene. You get the impression of water, except when you look at this water, it turns you on, makes you feel sultry, aroused. The ocean of desire and excitement inside your mind, sealed away, waiting. pulled open by the orbit of the moon and by your own actions. Yes. Whatever's on the other side is part of you, longing, desiring more. And so you've given it more, welcomed it in, given it space to act. When the light is full, it can be seen. Something familiar, yet new. It's there. The moonlight sweeps downward over the scene. You observe the illumination, something from the darkness. A form very like your own. The revelation begins at the top of her head. And slowly you're able to see her forehead, then her eyes, long lashes. They are silvery, but they are your own. Your viewpoint shifts, panning around the scene. Now you're looking out of those eyes that you saw come into view. Instead, those feminine orbs dappled with moonlight, shining with lust, backed by an ocean of arousal, excitement, and sultry seduction, which you know the moon makes waves in. You are inside her looking out, at your own body, or what was your own body before you were submerged in the form behind the door. As the moonlight from a very full moon overhead begins to illuminate the changes which are going through you. You are inside her, watching, looking outward. You become aware of her influence on your thoughts, but it's not much of one, because she is you. Therefore, the influence is just a brief change in mindset, an alteration in how you're thinking and how you feel so comfortable in this body. Becoming aware of sensations, more sensitive. She is part of you, the feminine presence, and she's watching your body as it gradually becomes hers, becomes an idealized feminine form you'd fantasized about before you even realized the door was there, illuminated by the full moonlight. First, you see the facial structure change and shift, a wave of transformation and change, watching your own body altered from her viewpoint, an idealized image of femininity which comes from your own desires. See it and then feel it descending. You know in this state if you ran your hands over your face you'd feel the changes, perhaps longer lashes, fuller lips, aspects which fulfill a desire you have. But this increasingly feminine body being overlaid on yours, revealed in the full moonlight, comes with more than just a physical change, making you feel lithe and light and flexible, making you feel confident and attractive and feminine. There are also urges and desires, a sultry, seductive state of mind creeping in. You adore your changed body you are observing, after all. Even as the wave of transformation visually travels down your chest, enlarging and enhancing, leaving you moaning in the movement, further until you feel yourself breathing more deeply, feel yourself changing, opening up inside, a little protrusion, sensitive and tingling in the air, curved hips, a slight change to your composition. Observe yourself in beauty and comfort and confidence. A lust for your own form fills you, that seductive state of mind. You are observing so powerfully that this is becoming the only body. Here under the full moon, the femininity drifts lower. You feel yourself consumed, needs and wants and sensitivity overtaking. You see her and become her, this silvered vision. Slowly the wave of moonlight descends, down past flared hips, between your legs, down to your ankles, looping over your feet and starting its journey back up. And when it reaches the top of your head, it will start back down. Each pass unveils more of the form that was hidden within you. She is inevitable. She is powerful. The tides of arousal wash away all reason and thought. There is only this sultry femininity. Only what you are observing that you have become. And that is the effect of the lunar movement. It stirs the ocean of sensual arousal, the feminine core. It makes it move, and then it pulls open the door, and the full moon's light reveals what you have become and what you will become in future. She's whispering into your mind, encouraging you to adopt and become, to conform and absorb what she is and what she is offering. Sure, it's still your body. Her only real power is here, behind this door. But now that the door's been opened, would you really want to shut it? Feel the euphoria sweeping through you at your perfect feminine form, at her marvelous, confident influence. Feel that splendid body. Run your hands over your chests, slide them between your legs, push within yourself and feel the trembling coming from your knees up your spine into your mind. Feel how confident and comfortable and perfect you feel. Arch and contort your perfection. Luxuriate in this body which has taken over and comes with mannerisms and desires, automatic feminine changes. It's just a whisper in your mind, sure, but her whisper at the right time can nudge you, influence you, send you down paths you might normally dodge or avoid. With such an exquisite form, it only feels right to act as she asks, as she would. And how would she act? Well, it is your alter ego, after all. Natural in her feminine body, for one. It is all right to use your body to influence others with the deceptive beauty of your appropriately appointed form. Revel in who and what you are, or will be. Of course, only the light of the full moon is strong enough to let you see her, feel her, be her. But in your mind, moonlight can shine all the time. It's only when it shines on your body that the full transformation takes hold. The tug of the moon's orbit will make that ocean of arousal sway, will remind you of her existence all the time, her presence all throughout the month. Sometimes you might close your eyes and visualize the door you have opened, and how it's opened just a crack, how the orbit of the moon pulls it open more as time goes by, and only when the full moon is out, on those nights each month, when it's at its brightest, will you find yourself transforming. Her. Feminine. Sultry. Seductive. All of this describes the image you see and have become. You'll feel your body change. There will be heat in the core of you, resonating through you, making you gasp and moan and then contort and arch your perfect feminine form, losing yourself to her whispers, but still able to direct and decide what to do with your body. You'll still be responsible, even though her form will gradually replace yours, infusing you with sultry purpose. Twitch and sway, the tides of your mind shifting, but it takes a particularly potent lunar influence to really make you do anything. Something powerful. Invasion by moonlight. Nonetheless, you feel bits of her all the time, knowing she's there. And you will always know when she's coming, when your body might shift, when the light is right. You can see it now in your mind, all the little changes which comprise her form, the form that will manifest replacing yours, including mannerisms and movement, the sultry sway of hips, and the aroused confidence of a body you know is perfect. This is what will happen to you each full moon. You'll feel the door gradually creaking open throughout the month, Maybe more and more of the pull of the tide of arousal will be palpable to you as the moon tugs the aroused ocean from which she draws her strength. But this is a change of form, a slight change of mindset, a whisper and a desire. As time goes by, you'll know when the full moon approaches. Maybe you'll subconsciously note it on your calendar, or look it up online under the guise of being ready for your transformation. But you will keep track and you will find out, and when the moonlight comes, it will illuminate full lips, long eyelashes, a different, curvier form, an idealized image which flows from your mind, that will be you. And she will encourage you and spur you onward. You will be more sultry, confident, aroused. All these images that come with it. You will feel confident in the use and enjoyment of your body. You feel natural and right, and when you stimulate your new form, there are new places, new sensations, the curve of your chest, the space between your legs, the space inside your head. All are different, and it seems natural and normal to love that aspect of your body, to feel it and allow others to love it as well. Of course, this might sometimes occur at inopportune times. One has little control over where they're going to be on any given night, at least some of the time. Therefore, if the full moon comes at an inconvenient time, you can do something about it. Since you know your transformation is a byproduct of that open door, and all throughout the month, your arousal is increasing because the moon is amping it up into a tempestuous whirlpool of feminine ache, the body you move around in for those nights of the full moon, changing at nightfall, is a sultry, aroused one. Now you can suppress it. Simply visualize pushing the door closed. But you know you've only reset its cycle. It'll open again the next day unless you push it closed again, and she will be twice as strongly there, twice as sultry in her whispers, urging you to seduce, to enjoy your body. So by putting things off, all you'll really do is fuel her even more in the intervening time, making you sometimes think your body is that feminine, curved one that exists so strongly in your mind, even at times other than the full moon. And that's the thing, that transformation. You can put it off if you have to, but I would be cautious before putting it off for the entire full moon. Find time to let it go, to visualize opening that door willingly and letting the moonlight reveal the femininity you will become and be consumed by. Every time the full silver light of the moon is overhead, on the right nights, even if it fails to touch your body, it will be enough to illuminate that room in your mind and bring her into view. Then the transformation will occur. It starts simple, a pulse or two of arousal, which later becomes a tide, washing from your head down to your toes, bringing all the features with it. Then, when you move around in that body, feeling your hips automatically sway, knowing how you should dress, how you should act, how you should think, different zones of arousal, the feeling of sexy seduction, even the way you feel when you trance, it'll be different. The influence of who you have become for a while. And if you put it off, if you delay, then you'll simply need to imagine the door in your mind being pushed closed. But now that you've opened it once, it will always be able to open again. It will force itself open, obeying the movement and light of the moon. On the full moon, the feminine form you have felt taking over will be who and what you are, from head to toe. An image that was hidden in your mind has been revealed, and now it is irrepressible. She is there, teasing and suggesting. When you dream, if you've delayed her arrival, you may find yourself dreaming of her, feeling your body shift, But during the full moon, that's simply who you are. Her, in all her sultry possession, influencing and controlling. And if you listen to other files by me about this topic, you'll feel them adding to and augmenting her form, making it more potent, more confined. You may control your actions, but the world is different through her eyes and in her light. A kind of gradual femininity which grows as the silvery light rises on those nights, leaving you hearing yourself, feeling yourself, breathing and thinking of yourself as perfectly feminine. You have now managed to unleash arousal and femininity, and you will find yourself unable to set it aside. Whenever the moon rises, it unveils a form which always exists alongside yours. If you listen, you can hear her whisper, whimper, gasp, and moan. If you envision her, then you see her in the mirror, in your mind, in the moonlight. And if you delay her, you will feel her more and more, the you that is more feminine and deliciously seductive. Until the next time, she'll return even more influential, steering your psyche down sultry paths into her domain and her comfort and a love of your feminine body, which is right and good. This is the path you are on, which you can feel in the pull of the moon, see by full moonlight, full feminine figure, overlapping and replacing yours, with mental changes into the mix. Your ability to delay is limited only by the fact that she will more strongly influence you next time. And if you try to delay your transformation on one night, it might happen the next, stronger, or the next, even stronger. And even if you delay her for an entire full moon, you better have a good reason. Or your sultry, seduced, feminine mind might fail to cooperate, and you'll feel your lips growing fuller, your eyelashes longer, your chest heavy, your hips curved, your skin sensitive, your mind hot, seductive, confident, deliciously feminine, and full of moonlight.